Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. It's Express Ranch's Ranchers Bull Sale coming Monday, October 3rd at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. 450 head will be selling, 225 Angus bulls, 50 Hereford bulls, 50 registered Angus and Hereford springbred heifers, 70 commercial springbred heifers, and 30 commercial fall calving pairs. You can attend in person or bid online at SuperiorLivestock.com and LiveAuction.tv. For more information, go to ExpressRanches.com. Express Ranch's Ranchers Bull Sale, Monday, October 3rd.
I have my first cigarette of the day when I get up.
We smoke on the way to school.
I smoke when I'm playing my games.
I smoke during nap time.
When kids are exposed to cigarette smoke,
I'm down to about a pack a day.
It's like they're smoking. For children, just 30 minutes of secondhand smoke can hurt their lung growth and permanently damage lung function.
I tried quitting. I need to try again.
Visit tobaccostopswithme.com to learn more about the dangers of secondhand smoke.
Today's cattle futures market bounced back in the second half of the day after being lower early, but we welcomed the rally here. We were up $1.07 on October at 144.12. December live cattle $1.50 higher at 147.77. February is $1.17 higher at 151.35. Today's bounce back is somewhat of a reversal here as we were lower, made new lows for this move, and the lowest level since the middle part of July, actually, on December live cattle. So today's rally and closing on the high like they did is going to bring a lot of more optimism into the bull camp and hopefully some follow-through buying going into tomorrow to finish the week, the month, and the quarter. Feeder cattle were up 60 in September as they expired today. The final trade, 175.97. Yesterday's index price was 152 lower at 175.94, but that will expire to tomorrow's index. October's are now the front month. They were 232 higher at 177.32, and November's up 255 at 177.82. So again, a really strong rally back in the last half of today across the board. Now, the hog market was not as fortunate. It closed down about 10 in December at 75.72. Those hogs have sold off $14 in the past, I would say, 10 trading days. So big-time sell-off there in the hogs.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Maybe it's black coffee, coffee with cream, a cup of Joe, a tumbler of Joe, but just give me the whole pot of Joe. What gets the early percolating isn't the same for any two cotton growers or any two cotton seeds. That's why Stoneville has a variety to thrive in every kind of early. In these parts, try Stoneville 4993 B3XF. It gets out of the ground faster with a strong early stand for a finish you'll love. Find your best variety with the selector tool at Stoneville.com. Stoneville from BASF. Own the early. Always read and follow label directions.
Well, today's grain futures market ended the day kind of all over the place here. We had corn one lower in December at 669.5. The November beans up to at 1410. Kind of a small range, 20 cents from the low to the high on the beans. And in the corn, it was about 10 cents. And relatively speaking, small compared to the moves we have been seeing. December Kansas City wheat was down 9.25 at 966.75. July of next year down 5.25 at 945. Minneapolis 6-7 lower. But that wheat market, of course, has been pretty strong over the last week or so as comments out of Russia and all the different turmoil going on there. So we'll see what happens tomorrow with their referendum vote. I think it's kind of one of those things that you know that they're going to vote to go to Russia because I think it's sort of a fixed deal. But we'll see. And then what happens with Ukraine when they attack the Russians. So time will tell. That's a pretty big thing going on. Cotton today was down again. December cotton down 333 at 85.16. So it continues to go lower. The low back in July was around 84 cents. So disappointing there. The stock market today is sold back off. Yesterday, late in the day, it rallied big. It's down 540 in the Dow, currently 88 lower in the S&P. Crude oil currently down about 60 cents in November, 81.51.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.